Jet up in mobile.
PNG mobile.
Had Duke Energy call me and tell me what happened with a voice responder unit. They told me there were 400 people impacted and the cause of the outage was a tree falling on their equipment. That's pretty nice of them.
You or you call them. Because usually when I call the power company, they'll say the same thing. You know, you're part of an outage that affects, you know, 200 users or whatever it is. Although what the cause, they won't say. Yeah, a tree falling on power line is going to be fairly common right about now.
Pretty bad storm because there's sticks stuck up in the front yard and the ground from blowing around and leaves all over the road. It's a mess out there.
Tree fall down, been there at least a 20 or 30 year old tree that the trunk was probably 18 inches diameter. It came, well, now of course it was dead. So, you know, it came down fairly easily. Yeah, that came down last week or, you know, before that. So I had to go out and try to haul it away and cut it up a little bit so it doesn't, yeah, this is the time you'll get that.
Pictures of where that tornado went through Taylor's. They had tons of big old trees on houses and cars. That was a mess.
One concern I had from that other property I had in Greenville, there was this big tall tree, been there forever, but it'd been dead forever. You know, one of these days that's going to come down. And I tried to tell Duke Energy, maybe you should take it down, because if it falls one way or the other, it may take down a power line with it.
On that offer.
I don't think they ever did, because the power lines were on the other side of the street. Now, not that if it falls the wrong way, it's not going to take the power line. You know, maybe you're hoping it's going to fall on the house and not on the power line.
If you offered and they could protect their equipment, they'd take you up on that deal. But, I don't know, they're probably, like everybody else, they're probably really busy. Probably gets put on the list, but never makes it to the top of the priority.
Thing I keep forgetting to do, I gotta tell Lawrence Electric that street light I have on my property is out. That I guess I'm paying another $8 a month for. But, you know, again, they've probably got their own problems too at this point.
How's your exiled PC doing?
I added another one to the mix. There was this old, and actually it wasn't maybe as old as I thought. There was this old piece of junk that had been discarded in an abandoned trailer, and had been sitting in my living room closet for like 2 years. I was fixing to throw it out, and I said to myself, you know what? This may not be that old, and it may not be that unrepairable. Let me throw a video card in it. Let me throw some memory in it. And sure enough, it boots up to the BIOS setup program, which means it's a good computer. So throw a hard drive in it, put an operating system, and I've got another computer working now.
Coming up through the ranks so fast, you're right under the founder of the group now, aren't you?
Got Alex crawling up my butt. He's well within striking distance. You know, he's got more computing power than I do, so I'm just trying to hold my current position on the list. I don't know if I'm going to advance any further than that.
The boat I'm in, you got a long stretch to the next guy up on the list. I've got a long stretch. In fact, he's putting more distance between me and him than I'm not gaining on him. He's getting further away from me. So I went and I found two Raspberry Pis that were sitting around doing nothing and ordered six more to make two clusters of four, 16 CPUs each. Another 32 CPUs to throw at it.
32... not terribly powerful ones, but yeah, okay, 32 CPUs. Raspberry Pi, I'm not thinking is a major number cruncher, but yeah, it'll do.
Well, it's kind of surprising. They normally run at 1.2 gigahertz, but you can overclock them up to 2 gigahertz. And I've got all the ones that are currently running through a network booting. They're getting their operating system through the network. I've got them running at 2 gigahertz. And they're producing more than my i5 computers. They're, if you look at the gigaflops that they produce, some of them are producing 2.7 gigaflops. And a normal i5, 5.5, like a dual core or a quad core, will produce about 1.9 to 2 gigaflops. So they're out, and then you multiply that times 4 that are in a cluster, and you get like 8 gigaflops. So they're actually outperforming my old laptops and desktops.
Right now I got 6 or 7. Quad-core Core i5 system is still the main producer, but that Dell Optiplex system that I replaced the CPU in, that thing is actually the second best producer. Surprisingly enough, there's a laptop, some Core i3 system, which is third on the list. And this other system, I was actually fixing to throw it out, because I assumed that since somebody junked it, it was junk. But, as I said, put a memory module in, put a video card in, and see if you get to the BIOS, BIOS editor screen. If you get that far, that means CPU good, memory good, motherboard good, video good. So chances are you got a working system.
That reminds me of the memory thing of it. So that's where the PIs come up short. They don't come up short on the CPU on the 4s. The 3s did. The 3s are, they're very weak. But the 4s are very strong. But they are only got, and they've only got 4 gigs of RAM, and you can't expand it. And some of those work units require 2. And if you're going to do 1 per processor, you need 8 instead of 4. Or it'll just leave a CPU idle because there's just not enough RAM. So the next thing I did was I tried to put the swap disk on the network, because it doesn't have any hard drive or doesn't have any storage on it at all going through the network. That didn't work. You can't put swap through the network unless you got like a 10 gig card, and I don't. I've got 1 gig. But so then the next thing I did was looked at compressing the RAM, and I was able to do that, compress those 4 gigs into 8 gigs. So now it's got 8 gigs of RAM. So now they can keep up. Actually, with that, they're faster than my old i5s.
Interesting, too. Well, it's also true there's probably not as much many other processing threads running. You know, it's not... A desktop computer is bogged down because it's running literally 100 processes at the same time. Something like a Raspberry Pi. Well, it is running some variant of Linux, but you know it's running fewer background tasks and just generally less overhead.
Completely right there. I went through the system control and I disabled all of the processes that were running except for the bare minimum. And I started out with the light Debian version, Raspbian Lite, which has no desktop. It's just, it comes up with a command line. That's all you get. It's 1.8 gigabyte bare bone. But then I had to add a few things for, the compressed memory, you don't have to add anything for that. But I had to add a few things for the network boot and for the overclocking. I had to reload the firmware. So I got a later version of firmware. And I noticed one of those versions, because I've done it at different points in time, and you get it different, depending on when you get the firmware, get the latest version, some of them do better than others. I noticed the last one that I grabbed, those two Raspberry Pis are doing the 2.7 gigaflops. The other ones are doing 2 gigaflops. And then the old ones are like 1.8, 1.9. So the firmware can make a difference. Of course, it's not stable firmware, but they're not rebooting or anything, and they're working through work units. You do have to blow a lot of air on them. I got a big 4-inch fan that's blowing across 8 of them to keep them cool. Otherwise, they'll heat up in a hurry. W4DJW.
What's in there? ARM Cortex something. Some variant of ARM. Normally you think of ARM and you think of like a smartphone or a tablet. Not something that's a big number cruncher. But I also wonder, why is Apple investing so big in ARM the past few years? Maybe they're expecting like a 1.5 to 2 order of magnitude performance increase in the very, very near future, because they've pretty much, I hear their rumors they're moving Mac OS to ARM, and I also hear rumors that they've pretty much got their own ARM chip production facilities. So, you know, maybe Intel is getting squeezed out on the low end.
Another, yeah, it's a BCM chip, well, system on a chip. I don't remember the number, but that, and they do change, they do increase. But the UK doesn't, the company, the Raspberry Pi company doesn't tell you, they don't advertise when a new product is coming out. In fact, when I was reading through one of their forums, they said if you talk too much about it on here, they'll put you out of the forum, because when it comes out, it's a shocker to everybody. So that's a bad thing. If you get too many of those things and all of a sudden they come out with one that's twice as strong as what you've got, you just spend a whole bunch of money for nothing. But it's not that, they're not that expensive anyway. Well, I'm home. I'm going to go here and eat lunch at 5:15. I'm starving. Anyway, good talking to you. Keep on crunching, Glenn. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
WKD2BNG. All right, 73s. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, I got to get home and make something or other for dinner and feed the cats and whatever else. So you take care, stay well, and we'll talk to you in a bit. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.